Our first scripture lesson this morning comes from the Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Our gospel lesson, which is printed in the bulletin, comes from Luke's gospel, the very familiar story of Mary encountering her sister or her cousin Elizabeth and the song she sang in response to that experience. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." On this fourth Sunday of Advent, these are God's words for us. May they speak to us in new and life-giving ways this day. Amen. It is time for a word with our children and for, well, for all who are young at heart, and I think we all qualify in that regard. I'm going to be inviting Pastor Addie to light the candle that we keep referring to as we have begun worship today, the final candle in the perimeter of our Advent wreath, the candle of peace. And I'm going to remind the children who are listening that as you have worked on your carry-out connection, you have been creating an Advent jar, and you are almost finished, so you're putting the final touches on as we focus today on this word called peace. And to help us do that, I've brought along a print. Actually, I took it off the wall in my study because I'd like for us to think about this together. And let me put it in place. You may not be able to see it if you're sitting way in the back, but it is a beautiful print depicting one of Edward Hicks' versions of what he calls the peaceable kingdom. And that peaceable kingdom is described in scripture in the book of Isaiah, where we read about a day when wild animals and gentle animals will be able to lie down next to each other without fear of harm, where a leopard can be alongside of a baby goat, where a lion can be alongside of a kid, where a wolf can be alongside of a tiny little one, and a child can play safely by a snake's lair and hole. It's also a chapter that describes to us that we can learn about peace from the little ones among us. And if you have a chance to look at this more closely later, you'll see that in addition to the animals safely dwelling together, there are also settlers and Native Americans in conversation, getting along with one another as they work toward peace. Here's what I know about peace and peacemaking. It's hard work. It doesn't just happen because we want it to. It doesn't just happen because we sing really pretty songs about it. And it isn't just being calm and everything being quiet and wonderful all the time. In order for there to be peace, people who disagree with one another need to be willing to talk together. People who come from different walks of life must be willing to listen to each other's stories and learn from one another. We need to be willing to make changes, to do what I call compromising, which means giving and taking, not always getting it just the way we want it, but listening to others and finding a place in the middle. And yes, often children are the ones who show us the way, who figure out how to get along together. And the creatures that God has made, the animals, show us a way by the way they live and function and dwell together. There's a song that many of us know by heart, most likely, and it contains the words, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." That's where peace always needs to start. It needs to start with us, and you don't need to be a grown-up in order to be a peacemaker. You don't need to be someone famous and powerful to be a peacemaker. It all starts with the way we choose to live, with the way we choose to treat one another, not just the people we know and like, but all people. And it starts with how we talk to one another, the words we use, the respect we show, the care we demonstrate. It is hard work, but I believe with God's help, it is work we can do, especially together. And so let's start there. Let's ask God to help us do this hard work of peacemaking together, as we join together in a spirit of prayer, and then we will conclude by praying together the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we have our work cut out for us because we know there is not peace on earth. In some places, yes, but in many places, not so much. We know that there isn't always peace in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. Help us to remember, O God, that peace will never, ever happen if we don't help make it happen, if we don't speak up, if we don't try to understand people who are different than we are, if we don't speak words of caring and kindness. And we all can do that with your help. So help each one of us, O God, to be peacemakers where we are, one day at a time. And help us to learn from your Son, Jesus, who came into this world and brought peace in a way that we never would have anticipated. Peace and love, the very one who taught us when we pray to say together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."